Bill Huber from Packer Report here. How do you guys bounce back from what happened on Sunday? Obviously, a disappointing outcome for you.
Yeah, well, it was. It sure was a very, very pretty performance that we had. So we're going to have to regroup and get back with it. So, you know, there's nothing we can do about anything that's happened in the past. We got to move forward.
Mike, Mark Daniels from WNFL Radio. What's kind of just been the obstruction that has not allowed you to just get any traction going here?
Well, for a while there, I mean, a lot of it is beating ourselves. You know, we have dumb penalties. We, you know, false start on third down twice last week. We go to block a field goal and we get a leaping call. You know, things that, you know, just we haven't been very disciplined lately.
Mike, this is Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I was wondering what differences you've seen with Green Bay's running game from early on when they had Lacy to versus Montgomery. Do you just see that as continuation of the same scheme, or do you think they've kind of moved it more towards Montgomery?
Yeah, it's moved a little bit. I think, you know, I mean, that's what good coaches do. They work to the ability levels of their players, and you know, I think Montgomery's doing a great job he's doing a great job running the football. You know, the offensive line is basically the same, you know, he's doing a good job of trying to get to the seams. You know, he's bounced good, he's cut the ball back well, he's run physically. You know, I think they're doing a good job with him.
Mark Daniels again, Mike. Some defenses have looked at Montgomery back there and treated him as a wide receiver, bringing in either an extra nickel just because of the flares or wheel routes. Others treat him as a running back. How do you look at it that way?
Well, you know, it's always a dilemma, and we'll just have to wait till Sunday. Saturday.
Yeah, I hope you make up here in time. This is Bill again at Packer Report. Is there any comparable with him that you've seen in your time in the league where a guy goes from a different position and goes to running back and suddenly finds a home? Not sure if you spent a lot of time thinking about these things. Maybe you don't, but
yeah, no, I haven't really thought about it too much. I think he's doing a great job though, and you know, he's another athlete that they have on the field. You know, he can catch the ball, obviously, and you know, he's a good returner. So, you know, I think it's pretty innovative by them.
Hey, Mike, Wes Hotkowitz from Packers.com. Generally speaking, just how different does this offense look than the one that you guys saw in week two?
I guess a little bit. You know, the back is a little different, but you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Rodgers is Rodgers, and you know, I think Jordy Nelson looks better now than when we played him. You know, they're getting a little more production from the tight end than they were earlier in the year. The offensive line is still good. You know, I don't, and probably, you know, I think, you know, they're getting the ball to 17 a lot more. You know, I think he's been doing a good job lately. He's catching the ball good. He's running good routes. I think looks like Rodgers has a lot of trust in him. You know, so I would guess maybe, you know, with them getting the ball to Devontae, it's going to be a little bit, you know, it seems to be a little bit more opened up.
Hey, Mike, Bill from Packer Report again. I know injuries aren't an excuse, but I mean, how do you deal with all the old line? I mean, you haven't had your old line intact. You didn't have Peterson for most of the year. You're without Harrison Smith or have been. I mean, how challenging has it been to be competitive with all that?
Yeah, well, it's been a challenge, but you know, we're not the only team, you know, to have injuries. You know, really, with most teams, you're going to have injuries. You just hope that, you know, it's not the same position over and over and over again. And, you know, that's kind of what we've had. You know, our three technique has been out all year. And, you know, we've had, I guess, maybe 6 offensive tackles or some crazy number. So, you know, that when you get at the same position, that's when it gets difficult.
Mark again from WNFL. Mike, what did you think of how Adrian was able to return? What can you realistically expect from him these last 2 weeks?
I think he showed flashes of himself. Unfortunately, he fumbled on one play, but he only got 12 plays, so, you know, I think we're trying to be smart with him a little bit as well. So we'll see as we continue to move forward.
Mike, how tough is it? This is Tom Silverstein again. What do you lose with Harrison Smith out when he's not there?
Well, he's a good player, and, you know, I think that's a big factor. He's really a playmaker, and really the running game, the passing game, I think he does a good job of trying to disguise coverages. He's a pretty good blitzer. So, anytime you lose a guy that's really, you know, a really good player, typically you don't have the same kind of guy behind him, but, I guess that's what you lose.
Bill, again, kind of an obvious question here, but you've had Sam now for most of the year. Just how much better off is the offense, and how much more open is that playbook now that Sam's been running the show here for 3-4 months?
Yeah, well, you know, I think he feels a lot more comfortable in the things that we're doing now than obviously when he did when we played Green Bay the first time. He's throwing the ball well. He's standing in there under the pressure. I just think he feels a lot more comfortable. I don't know, if we're a lot better offensively. You know, we've struggled in some games, and we've struggled running the football. So, we've got to improve in those areas.
I assume it's not ideal to have to change or alter offensive systems in the middle of the season. But how has that transition happened, and do you think you've made the best of it?
Yeah, I think it's been, pretty good. We obviously change some plays from week to week, and then you kind of go with the system. But we've added wrinkles here and there to try to take advantage of some of the things that the opponents do and our deficiencies as well.
Hey, this is Bill again. I'm not asking there's a secret formula for, but you've done pretty well against Rodgers over the years, probably about as well as anybody has. Is there anything you can put your finger on that you guys have done well to limit him?
Well, I don't know if limiting him is really the right word. He's pretty darn good. We've had some success against him, but it's only because we have good players. When I was in Cincinnati, we had good players, and we have good players now. And so, he's always the tough out. He's, in my opinion, he's the best out there because of all the different things he can do, his arm strength, his the things he sees, the communication he has with the receivers, the way he moves in the pocket. And honestly, I think they have a great scheme in the things they do for him. So, it's never, anytime you're playing a guy like him, you're holding on to your rear end the whole game anyway.
Mike, Tom Silverstein again from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You've had a lot of injuries and you've had some challenges this week or this year. Seriously, how difficult has that been for you watching film, looking at game plans, all that kind of stuff? During the worst of that.
We're coaches. We do what we do. It's just by no stretch of the imagination am I a martyr. I'm just trying to do the best I can for the football team and for the fans here. And you do what you have to do. Really, you just. I mean, that's just part of it.
How's the recovery coming along, Mike?
Pretty good, I think. I've got another doc's appointment on Thursday, I think it is. No, tomorrow. And we'll see what he says. But, it's not as swollen as it has been. And, I still don't have vision, but it's good.